Well, there's a lot of hard evidence to demonstrate why that's happening. First, in the broadest sense, the Great Recession destroyed about $13 trillion of household wealth, or 15% of household wealth was destroyed during the recession. So people simply have less money. Second, housing prices are much lower and have fallen all the way back to 2002 levels. That also limits the ability of people to sell their homes in the Northeast and Midwest as they traditionally did, have a substantial capital gain, and use that cash to buy a new home in Florida. That has been greatly compromised. In addition, people are much healthier and are able to work longer. Employers are also willing to hire older people to work either part-time or full-time at different wage levels, and they're finding it very cost-effective to do that. Then Florida is losing some of the share of the lower amount of retirees that are moving. Florida's lost some of its share because Tennessee and South Carolina and North Carolina are also competing for retirees. That wasn't the case 20 and 30 years ago.
Well, that figure, $13 trillion in household wealth lost during the recession, is quite stark. But, you know, Hank, I didn't realize that Americans in that particular age group, basically talking about baby boomers, were disproportionately affected.
There's been a substantial impact on people 55 to 64. So just before they retired, there's been a substantial loss of jobs in that age group, and they've been it's been very difficult for them to find new work. Just under a third of those, 55 to 64, had found full-time jobs by January 2010, compared to 41% of those, 25 to 44. So a huge difference in the impact of this recession on people just before they retire, and that's also inhibited their ability.
You know, I was surprised that you're saying this data shows older workers staying in the workforce. Are they just choosing not to retire at their traditional 65 or 67, or are they retiring and going back, and employers are actively recruiting and hiring older people?
There's some of both, but it's more the former. They're more willing to keep their older workers working past the traditional retirement age of 65, and since those workers are healthier, they're more able to work past age 65.
That's interesting because, you know, just from what I'm hearing anecdotally from people who have been laid off that are in that particular age group, that they're being passed over for jobs. And some of them say they're having trouble getting back into the workplace.
Well, especially those 55 to 64. Those 65 and over are actually finding more employment opportunities. And for the first time ever, one in nine American men over age 75 was working. It's an incredible change in labor force participation rates, and many of those people are on their second jobs or their second careers, Tom.
But are they working at jobs that are equivalent to the ones that they left, or are they reentering the workforce at a somewhat lower level? I mean, here in Florida, we often see people who were maybe formerly executives before retiring. Now they're working at Walmart or Publix maybe to supplement their other retirement income.
Well, that's the archetypical kind of change. But more generally speaking, reentrants into the labor force who are 65 and over do reenter at lower wage rates and salary rates.
So, Hank, even when Americans do eventually retire, even if it's at a more advanced age than traditionally was the case, they may decide to stay where they are, up north, or they may move to another Sun Belt state. Because, as you point out, Florida does have some competition now for those retirees.
That's right. So our share of attraction to retirees has also shrunk over the last 10 years, and I think will continue to be somewhat compromised. That said, Florida housing prices have come down dramatically from the peaks, making us more competitive, and our weather is better than most other places. And so we do have some fundamental competitive advantages.